Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com.
Ty, would you say, you weren't paying attention to me moments ago, which is very hurtful. I called on you and you ignored me, and it's something that'll probably take years of therapy, but I'm going to come back to you and give you a chance to redeem yourself. Would you agree that this is a very tough time for us in this country?
And it's been that way for the last 3 months. I wholeheartedly agree with you.
Okay. Would you not agree that we need to have more good news stories on the show, on the station, really life in general?
Yes. I would agree with you 100%.
All right, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to present you with a good news, feel-good story. Let's bring him in. He was drafted this week. Not perfect, because he grew up in the shadows of Yankee Stadium, a Yankees fan, and was drafted by the Houston Astros. That is Alex Santos. Good morning, Alex. Congratulations, man.
Good morning. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You sound to me right now that you're a kid that you have a smile on your face as you wake up on this beautiful Saturday morning.
Yes, sir. That's for sure.
So let's walk through it. So you're local kid. So you grew up right behind Yankee Stadium. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Just about maybe 4 blocks away.
And you were just drafted this week. Now tell everyone, because the MLB draft obviously can sometimes slide by without the fanfare of the other drafts, but you were drafted by what team?
The Houston Astros.
All right. So how does that go over? Like, I'm sure your whole family is Yankee fans. You're now a member of the Houston Astros. Is your entire family now all about the Astros?
Yeah, I think so. They switched over from, being Yankee fans, but, it's for the best, right?
I think so. So walk us through the day. You were drafted at the end of the second round. Walk us through, knowing if the Astros were going to take you, or this completely blind. I mean, did you have any idea, the nerves, the feeling? Just kind of walk us through the day of being drafted by the Astros in Major League Baseball.
All right. So, it was pretty emotional. It's always been a dream of mine to become a pro baseball player. When I found out the Astros were going to pick me, it's super exciting. Being that, they're a really great, program, develops players, pitchers. I was just really excited to be able to, be a part of the organization. It's just a memory I'll never forget. Got to spend it with my family, close friends, people that have been, with me through my whole baseball career. It was just a really great day that I had, something I would never forget.
It really is sensational. How old were you when you started playing baseball?
I started around 4 years old.
Really?
Yep.
So you were a little kid. I got to say, and I've said this forever, is there anything worse than watching little kids play baseball, 4 years old? It is so painful, isn't it?
Nah, it is a little bit. But, I think, the good age to watch, it's really, interesting is probably, 12, 13 years old. Because you got kids just, tanking balls and, throwing hard at their age.
Yeah, 13. I have a 13-year-old, and it's actually fun to watch the game. I have a 9-year-old and you want to pull your hair out. So somewhere between 9 and 13, it goes from being very difficult to watch to very enjoyable to watch.
But
yeah, right? So I know you had committed to Maryland, but you drafted at the end of the second round. I imagine you're going to probably stay with the Astros and sign a deal with them. So tell me, I mean, you're what? You're a pitcher. You're a hard thrower, aren't you?
Yes, sir. I'm a right-handed pitcher.
Right-handed pitcher, and how fast can you light up that radar gun?
I've gotten up to 96.
Wow. 96. Nasty stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm looking 6'3", 185. So you, at what point did you start to hear from major league teams? At what point did you start to get onto the radar of some of these clubs?
I would say probably the ending of my sophomore summer. Sophomore year of high school summer.
Right. So heading into your junior year, and you're a senior now?
Yes, sir. I graduated.
In fact, listen, you live to have another day as far as probably a lot more days as far as baseball is concerned. But, I mean, this is terrible for you. Probably not as much for you, but can you imagine all the kids that'll never play baseball again that now don't have the opportunity to kind of walk off that diamond for one final time?
I know. It's crazy. You know, it's a crazy time. You know, kids not, you know, seniors especially not being able to, you know, finish their senior year off with all the kids that, you know, they played with, you know, through their 4 years of high school. You know, like me and my family say, you know, I feel like everything happens for a reason. And I feel like, you know, these kids are, you know, eventually going to get, you know, something to push off of, you know, to, you know, fulfill that, you know, not having a senior season.
To kind of replace what they lost with baseball.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, something's going to come good for that.
I hope so. Alex Santos, freshly drafted into the Major League, the Houston Astros 72nd pick just the other night. So who's your guy? I mean, you grew up a Yankees fan. You're a pitcher. Who's the guy that you've always admired?
I would say, you know, being that I was a Yankee fan my whole life, it would have probably been Derek Jeter. But, like, as a pitchers, growing up, it would probably be, like, Andy Pettit.
So, which is interesting, because it sounds like your game is not Pettit-like. Like, it sounds like you're a really hard-throwing 96-mile-an-hour kid, where Pettit was more of a crafty lefty.
No, yeah, I would say now it would probably be like Max Scherzer, you know, Jack Flaherty. You know, those are the two guys that, you know, I kind of like, you know, resemble, you know, through either like the mental part of the game or, you know, physical.
So, were you in touch a lot with the Astros prior to the draft?
No, actually, that's the thing. I was in touch with them maybe like twice through these months, you know, from the winter to now. But you know, I knew they were always like interested in me. But yeah, that was like one of the teams that you know I rarely talked to.
How old are you, Alex?
I'm 18 years old.
I got to be honest with you. You have a sound and a wisdom well beyond your years. You have a great sound. You sound like a really really bright, articulate young guy. So, I mean, all I can say is a tremendous congratulations. And I, for one, as much as anyone out there, I cannot wait for you to come to Yankee Stadium and completely mow down the Yankees. I mean, that's got to be the ultimate dream for you, no?
Yes, sir. Now it is. Yep.
Good. All right. Well, listen, congratulations. Let's have you on again as your career progresses. But a huge congratulations to you and your family. I wanted to give you a couple minutes on the air here on 98.7. And just soak it all in, man, because this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com.